In Fresno, California, people are waiting for the next development in a grim case involving an 11-year-old runaway girl. Police say the child ended up at a weekend party being held by some local college athletes. Investigators say that's where the girl became the victim of an assault that has shocked the city. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports.
Authorities say the girl was sexually assaulted by as many as 10 junior college football players who lived in an apartment complex in southwest Fresno. After the incident, police say the girl ran outside, told a couple what happened, and they flagged down a patrol car. Officers arrested 20-year-old Mackie Davis and 19-year-old Eddie Scott, who shared an apartment in the complex. The moment was captured on camera by the local Fox TV news station.
Keep your other hand up on top of your head.
What did I do? Did y'all tell me what I did?
We're going to tell you what you did.
Reporter Steve Yoakum says he shot the video and was with the police when they talked with the 11-year-old.
The victim is a clearly very young girl, and she was physically traumatized. As she walked to the ambulance, she was having difficulty walking.
Police say the girl went to the young man's apartment voluntarily after running away from a Fresno group home. Catherine Huerta, who directs Fresno's Child Protective Services Department, says the home legally couldn't prevent her from leaving.
You know, you look back and you think what could have been done to avoid it. And I think it's very frustrating to try to look at ways to avoid it. You know, she got in with obviously a group of kids or young men or whatever we want to call this group that took advantage of a very vulnerable child. That's a crime.
Yesterday, Mackie Davis and Eddie Scott were at the courthouse in prison jumpsuits, pleading not guilty to one count each of lewd and lascivious acts with a minor, something that shocked those who know them. After their arraignment, Lisica Garcia, who's 18, tearfully told reporters she used to date Davis.
He's not harmful. He's not disrespectful. He's really nice, sweet.
Davis's lawyer says he's from a good family in Florida and recently transferred from a nearby community college.
Mr. Davis himself eagerly awaits the results of DNA tests, which will clear him of any allegation that he raped or otherwise had sexual intercourse with this young runaway girl.
Meanwhile, police are investigating reports that 8 other local athletes who lived in the same apartment complex may have been involved. 6 of them have voluntarily submitted to questioning at the advice of an attorney. This is not Fresno's first sports scandal. Just this week, a former Fresno State basketball star, Terry Pettis, was sentenced to life without parole for murdering an 18-year-old woman during a drug robbery. After yesterday's football practice, players from the Fresno Community College Rams stressed that the suspects were new to the school and hadn't yet made the team.
We don't get down like that. Those are out-of-towners. You know what I mean? We don't even know them.
22-year-old Maurice Tate, 18-year-old Kunte Michaels, and 21-year-old Zab Judah were upset that the team's reputation is in jeopardy over the alleged rape.
It sounds really perverted. That's what it sounds like. If it's true what they did or whatever, they deserve the consequences of what happened, you know? They should go to jail because I think it's very perverted. Like, she's 11 years old, you know? But
do you think that there's any lessons that can be learned from what happened?
Yeah.
Don't mess with little girls. You can tell a little girl by the way she walk, talk, act. You know what I mean? It's no excuse for that.
Fresno police say the girl is being counseled and remains in protective custody. Her alleged attackers are scheduled to be back in court later this month. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Fresno.